This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. This just in from the Marketplace desk of There Is No Such Thing as a Free Lunch. Tesla is going to stop offering free charging on its nationwide supercharger network of owners of its electric cars. Instead, the company is going to give new buyers the charging equivalent of 1,000 miles a year. After that, it's cash on the barrelhead. Quite a change from what had been a pretty sweet selling point. Marketplace's Jed Kim explains what's going on.
Tesla wasn't talking, except to say in a blog post, that the move is to encourage drivers to charge up at the stations on long trips instead of using them to charge all the time.
You do have a few people ruining it for everyone by misusing the system.
Ben Kalo is an analyst at Robert W. Baird. How much were the literal freeloaders saving? Terry O'Day is with EVgo, which has a network of fast-charging stations for all vehicles, including Teslas. He says prices fluctuate according to demand.
But you might think of a 30-minute charging session to be in the neighborhood of $10 to $12.
Tesla has more than 700 supercharger stations around the world. The free charges were a selling point for the pricey luxury vehicles. But were they sustainable?
Free for everyone forever is not the typical model for most products, right?
Kalo says the model was a brand-building ploy and couldn't keep going with so many more Teslas hitting the streets. He doesn't see the loss of free charging as a turnoff for buyers.
Rather than focusing on how it can hurt demand, I think that you will ultimately have, as the network continues to be built out, you'll have people making a decision to buy a Tesla because they do have that infrastructure out there.
And charging for charging will make building out that infrastructure more possible. People who already own Teslas will still get to charge for free. If you were thinking of buying one, might want to move soon. Grandfathering ends after this year. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.